But Sam Brown has been very successful so far in getting a really positive and a very robust ground game and a very, you know, it grassroots the team together and going out there and connecting with Nevada's. And I think that's the most important thing. I've done this time and time again, over and over again, election after election, where I've knocked on doors and I've had to connect with people. And that's the best part about campaigning. It's the best part about politics in Nevada. It's connecting with people, letting them ask you questions, giving them your undivided attention, not only at the door, but when you see them in the grocery store or when you see them at the post office, wherever you might be. They, you know, they have to be able to feel like they can approach you and ask questions. And I think it's going to come down to that. And I think that I give the edge to Sam Brown at this point.
Sam Brown, really? That the Laxalt name will not prevail?
Well, the Laxalt name has a lot of appeal to it. But you got to remember, more than, I don't know, a very large percentage of the electorate out there never even heard the name, because they all moved here after, way after his grandfather was in office, and you know, even after he was in the Attorney General's office. We've got a lot of new people here, and so you got to go out there and you got to connect with them again. You got to make sure that you're shaking hands and giving them your attention. So if he can do that, if he can turn around and do more of that, then you know he's definitely. I mean, he's got a lot of people here who've been on his side before, but Sam Brown seems to be going out there and connecting and doing a really good job. So if that's what it does, if I'm correct, and that's what it takes to win, then that's where I would say that Sam Brown's got an advantage, because he actually is able to connect with people. I mean, this is a guy who can say, this is what I've done. You know, when you called, right after you called, I had just dropped off the last person in our carpool, right? So when people say, hey, politicians in Nevada, they're citizens politicians, right? They're citizen legislators. There's a lot of truth to that, because people want to connect with you. They want to be able to say, hey, I've got this problem. Do you understand this problem? Well, here I am carpooling just like a lot of other people are. So I understand. I understand carpooling. I understand going to the grocery store. I understand a lot of things like that. And if Sam Brown can connect and communicate that to people, he's going to have the advantage. If Adam Laxalt's able to do that and do it effectively, then he'll have the advantage. It'll come down to that. People want to know you and know that you understand what they're going through.
Tell me about the governor's race. We've got 9, 10, 11, 12, I don't know how many we have lately in that gubernatorial race on the Republican side. Will you be working for any of the candidates so far?
Well, you know what? Those candidates are capable of working on their own. I've got all these races in the state Senate that I'm going to be conducting down here. I'm kind of helping out all these candidates down here, so I'll have my hands full. But I can tell you right now, I don't see too many Republicans losing to Sisolak. I just don't see it. This guy has made one wrong move after another after another, and in some cases, I don't think that there was a right move for him to make, to be honest with you, right? I mean, I'm trying to be very honest in my reflection on what's happened. It's been hard for the executive offices, no matter what state you're in. It just seems like nobody, you know, the fatigue of COVID is really setting in, and they don't like it. Well, compound that with the fact that he hasn't made too many really great decisions and has not communicated very well at all. I mean, not very well. I'd say he hasn't communicated at all. That puts him in jeopardy tremendously. I think almost anybody takes him out right now.
Wow. Scott, I'm not sure what the scheduling is going to look like next week. Hopefully we'll get a chance to visit. If not, have a very Merry Christmas to you and your family, a Happy New Year, and we will talk, we will certainly talk in the next year. Thank you so much. Always good to visit with you, and we'll talk again soon.
All right. Always good to be on your program. Merry Christmas to you and all your listeners out there, and have a great New Year. Talk to you later.
That is Scott Hammond, the State Senator, Nevada District 18. As we continue, stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Come in now and get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a lifetime warranty.
Looks like the Nevada State Police are keeping busy today. A couple of crashes working right now on area freeways. Interstate 515 westbound at Auto Show. That's blocking the left lanes. Another collision, US 95 eastbound. That's at Martin Luther King. The on-ramp and left lane are blocked in that incident as well. Do expect some congestion on the Beltway as we speak. 215 westbound at Green Valley, 215 eastbound at Gillespie. And remember, there's only two lanes available through that bridge reconstruction work on Interstate 515. That's both directions, mainly between Main Street and Eastern, but very sluggish through that neighborhood, so give yourself some extra time.
World famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Chuck Sanders with this KMZQ Sports Flash powered by Pro Insurance Solutions. NFL Thursday night, the Chiefs beat the Chargers 34-28 in overtime. Kansas City 10-4 with the win. The Chargers dropped to 10-6. Three touchdown passes for Patrick Mahomes in the win, 31-47 passing, 410 yards. Travis Kelce with two touchdown grabs. Justin Herbert had a pair of touchdown passes for the Chargers, 22-38 passing, 236 yards. He was picked off once. Mahomes connected with Kelce for a 34-yard touchdown pass on the first possession of overtime to win it, putting some separation between the division-leading Chiefs and the Chargers in the AFC West. Scary moment in the first quarter when Chargers tight end Donald Parham Jr. was knocked unconscious. He was stretchered off but is reportedly in stable condition. Kansas City's winning streak at 7. The Chargers had a 2-game win streak snapped. I'm Chuck Sanders with the Sports Flash powered by Pro Insurance Solutions on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Shop 40 to 70% off almost everything at Gap Factory and GapFactory.com. This week only. Plus, new deals on outerwear and sweats. Save through December 15th at Gap Factory and GapFactory.com.
Do you think it's okay to drive stoned? The truth is, your reaction time slows way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Stop kidding yourself. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
Fever is a potential sign of COVID or the flu, and the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer has been proven accurate with more than 100 clinical studies. Be vigilant and seek medical advice at the first sign of fever. Be accurate with Exergen. Exergen Temporal Scanners, available at Walmart and other fine retailers. Learn more at Exergen.com. That's Exergen.com. Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
I'm U.S. Senate candidate Adam Laxalt, and I'm proud to be supported by President Trump in this important race. The choice couldn't be clearer for gun owners. Catherine Cortez Masto and the Democrats want to take away our Second Amendment rights. Masto stood with Joe Biden and Kamala Harris to roll back our concealed carry rights, and in 2019 she even sponsored legislation to impose a gun ban. That's why Masto is backed by radical anti-gun groups and was given an F rating by the NRA. As your senator, I'll be a champion for our Second Amendment. I've twice been endorsed by the NRA and most recently the Gun Owners of America. As Attorney General, I stood up for Nevadans' right to bear arms. I expanded our concealed carry rights and sued liberals who tried to take our gun rights away. And when the Democrats tried to pass red flag laws to limit our gun rights, I fought back. Nevadans can count on me to defend our Second Amendment. I'm Adam Laxalt, candidate for U.S. Senate, and I approve this message. Paid for by Laxalt for Senate, AdamLaxalt.com.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
To say it's a fluid situation, I think would be underestimating what's going on right now. We've got, and I have to check like every 5 minutes because my phone keeps blowing up. Three NFL games have been postponed from the weekend to Monday or Tuesday. It's just bizarre what's going on. Let's check in with gentleman Jim Dallas, who's been tracking this. And again, it's not just the NFL. It's the NHL. It's the NBA. Protocols are being changed. Give us the best of what you got on what's happening in these sports, because it's changing by the minute.
It truly is. They're trying to get a handle on all this. This is all COVID related, so let's get that out there on the table right away, where most of these players are vaxxed, so go figure that. But the Raiders-Browns game, which was supposed to be tomorrow, and it was supposed to be a national game at 1:30 our time, has been rescheduled for Monday at 2 p.m. Pacific time, 5 p.m. Eastern. And I got to say, Kevin, that's That really cheats these players from getting some national exposure.
Yeah, yeah.
A lot of people are going to be at work, and they're going to be missing that game, or otherwise they might have had an excuse to stay home while the wife goes Christmas shopping tomorrow.
Yeah, yeah. This is one of those things that, to me, just drives me nuts. I know they're doing it for medical reasons, and I get that. But, for instance, will Cleveland get one of their top two quarterbacks back in time for Monday?
I would assume that, yes, that they would finally get through that protocol. And, again, the NFL is changing protocol so they can get these games played. So, you know, you just throw your hands up in the air. But that's only game that we're really concerned about here. The Washington football team and the Eagles and the Seahawks and the Rams, which were supposed to play this weekend, has been moved to Tuesday night. So we'll keep you posted on the times on those, because the last time I checked, it has not been established. Now, it only affects the NFL in certain areas, but the NHL is affected too. Any games between now through Christmas with the Flames, Panthers, and Avalanche in the NHL have all been postponed.
Wow.
So that's the NHL. We got three games which have been moved in the NFL, and the Ohio State-Kentucky basketball game, which was supposed to be at T-Mobile on Saturday, was canceled. They have found the North Carolina Tar Heels as a replacement. So, again, Ohio State gets kind of knocked out of some national exposure, too. But that game will be played at 2:30 at T-Mobile, North Carolina against Kentucky instead of Ohio State. And that's the latest on these postponements and cancellations and movements. And it's a very fluid situation.
I'll bet you if I check back with you in 20 minutes, it'll be different.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'll keep you posted.
And by the way, it's nothing to laugh at, and I apologize, but it's just this thing keeps changing by the minute, literally by the minute. And you know, if your phone's blowing up or your smartwatch or whatever is blowing up, you know why. It's probably involving one of these leagues or two of these teams or, you know, 9-10 players on a team. I mean, they're signing guys off of other teams' practice squads just to be able to fill out a roster. It's just crazy. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. Don't forget, coming up at 105, Jesse Turner, Republican candidate for Congress in CD1. And something really nice arrived today in my office. This is really, really nice. And it's thanks, I'm guessing, in large measure to Jesse Turner. He is a civil rights leader. He is a homeless activist. And yes, he is a politician. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
Clay Travis and Buck Sexton, Kevin Wall, Wayne Allen Root, the four voices of the apocalypse. Heard exclusively on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Across Nevada, we're paying more for almost everything. Turn on the news and you can hear why.
All this government spending is fueling a surge in inflation.
Americans are seeing higher prices on everything from gas to groceries.
You've got the middle class being absolutely torched.
Even President Biden admits it's out of control.
Did you ever think you'd be paying this much for a gallon of gas?
But now Washington liberals are demanding trillions more in wasteful spending. Listen.
Democrats still divided whether to spend another $1.75 trillion.
This is an inflation acceleration bill.
Senator Catherine Cortez Masto has already voted for $3.1 trillion in spending just this year. Now you're paying higher prices on almost everything you buy. Tell Senator Cortez Masto inflation is killing us. Stop the reckless spending. Call her at 202-224-3542 and tell her to oppose the House reconciliation bill. Paid for by One Nation. www.onenationamerica.org.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over three decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos. Hey, Kevin Wall here with a special message for those of you who've experienced hearing loss. Maybe you've worked in the service industry and years of loud music have taken a toll on your hearing. Or maybe you're like me, years of overdriven radio station headphones have caused serious hearing loss. So I asked Steve Romeo at Quality Hearing Aids to test my hearing, and he confirmed what I had suspected. Not only did I have hearing loss, but there were words I could hear but not understand. Steve fitted me with new hearing aids, and the difference has been incredible. If hearing loss is causing you to miss out on conversations, do what I did. Call Quality Hearing Aids, 702-369-1321. Ask about the new Evolve hearing aids from Starkey. They are compact, discreet, behind-the-ear computers. The technology just blows me away. Don't put it off. Call right now. Call Quality Hearing Aids at 702-369-1321 or check them out at QHALV.com. That's QHALV.com and tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
I'm Fred Simon, MD. By now it is obvious COVID is not going to be permitted to go away. The vaccine is now largely ineffective because the virus has mutated. So big pharma and big government are going to require that we be subjected to an endless series of COVID injections. And through the collusion of big tech censorship, these lawless people are hiding the vaccine death and damage statistics. Our healthcare system is literally imploding. Nurses, doctors, and long-term workers are forced to leave their jobs rather than take a dangerous experimental cocktail. I'm Dr. Fred Simon, and I am the only person in this Nevada governor's race that has the background in medicine and business to strategically free us from the orchestrated COVID nightmare. I want what you want, family safe, and an open road for doctors in our state to treat patients. Join me, Fred Simon, and learn more anytime at simonforgovnv.com.
Paid for by Simon for Nevada.
The same great show with the same great host.
Just at a new time.
Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And this hour of Live and Local brought to you by Ichabod's Lounge, the home of Misfits Poker League. Every Sunday morning, 11 a.m., I've been there. It's a lot of fun. That's Ichabod's Lounge on East Flamingo at Pecos. Joining us now, a friend of the show, a host of the show from time to time. In fact, he'll be hosting right after Christmas. My buddy Pat Casal, the owner of the Multicare Group and political director for the Clark County Republican Party. And he joins us. Pat, how you been?
Going crazy with healthcare this year. People can't believe the cost of insurance, out of pockets. Even those people that are getting government subsidies are seeing their increases anywhere from 300% to 1,300% of the cost.
Wow. I've got to tell you, I've got an admission to, and I feel really bad having to admit this, but I miss Joe Namath and William Shatner and all these celebrity endorsers talking about Medicare Advantage and different things like that. Are you glad to have that off your plate for a while?
No, those still be on those con artist commercials will still be out there. But you know, the truth be told is that they're very misleading. CMS is not happy with some of those commercials because especially when J.J. Walker goes, "You get your money back, it's free." Well, that's baloney because guess what? You got to be making less than $15,000 a year to get that money back. But if you're making 50 grand, it ain't going to be free. And here's one question I have to ask you and any consumer out there. when an insurance company says we're going to give you free dental, free vision, free hearing aids, ask yourself one question. How is it going to be free? Who's paying for it?
And the answer to that not so rhetorical question?
The government's paying. The government's paying these carriers big bucks. They're paying bigger commissions to these people that peddle those Medicare Advantage plans. Frankly, I won't buy one. I'm almost ready for Medicare. I'm going with a Medigap plan. I know what my costs are, and in most cases, my out-of-pocket will be way lower for these plans than the ones they give you on TV for free.
I just absolutely love it. Let me talk about healthcare in a different perspective. We now see three more NFL games have been postponed this weekend because of the pandemic. How close are we to being done with this thing?
Wait a minute. How could that be? They got 90% of these players got shots. I thought that if you get the vaccine, you're good.
Yeah. Ain't that the truth?
Now, let me tell you something. The whole thing is a con. It's funny because I saw yesterday Fahid, whatever his name might be, from CNN.
Oh,
I can't understand why that Joe Biden's not popular.
Oh, yeah, Fahid Zakaria. Yeah.
Yeah, that's him. I mean, you know what? Let me tell you, the four things that most people are concerned about: money in their pocket, food on the table, roof over their head, clothes on their back. We got more homeless people in America than we've ever had in the history of the United States since the Depression. And guess what? People can't afford a loaf of bread. It's $5, right? They can't afford gasoline because it's now $100 a gallon if you have a big car, right? Rents are up, in some cases, 60%. I know that for a fact. My rent went up 60%. So the moral of the story is the government's doing a hell of a job. And by the way, we have 11 million job openings out there because people are saying, screw it, I'm not going to go to work.
Unbelievable. I'm just going to tell you, it's scary times that we live in. And one of the things that's scariest to me is, for instance, I just had yesterday my third Pfizer booster, and I feel fine. My arm's a little sore where they injected me, but I have no side effects, no nothing. And yet people are making me afraid. In fact, I'll be honest with you, they're making me afraid to even travel for Christmas. I've got family back in the Midwest I haven't seen in a year and a half, almost 2 years, and I'm scared to death to jump on an airplane.
I went to Orlando a couple weeks ago. Let me tell you right now, you're safer in a plane oxygen-wise. The level of cleanliness there is much greater than it is in a casino or whatever. I sit here and tell you this. Right now, this new Omicron is more of a flu, in my opinion. If you've had COVID like I have, I like the fact that I have antibodies. I will sit here and tell you, a very good friend of mine, Ken Thompson, who runs a show called SportsX Radio, him and his wife both have COVID right now, and they're sick. And
Are they symptomatic?
No, they're symptomatic. They got issues. They didn't get the shot, but if they get through this based upon what they're taking right now, which happens to be ivermectin, I will tell you that we'll be doing a radio show on that alone, and I'll have Ken on, because that'll spell out a lot. I got to be honest with you, Kevin. I don't know what to believe. The government made it political. Fauci, in my opinion, should not only be fired, they should ride him out of the United States on a rail, send him down to the border. I mean, the whole thing's a joke. And frankly, to use the word vaccine when it's really more of a flu shot. And how many flu shots can somebody take in 1 year? And the other thing that's interesting, I heard this on TV as well from the news, from the medical people, saying that they believe right now people that are getting the shot are the ones spreading COVID. Now go figure that one out.
Go figure, man. That is weird. Let me have you put your political hat on as political director for the Clark County Republican Party. First of all, where are we in all of that? Are there still going to be lawsuits? And are calm waters anywhere near?
Evidentiary hearing will be the first week in January. I think it's like January 4th. And hopefully that'll close it out. Personally speaking, it appalls me that we're in this fight. I don't understand what Carrie Buck's trying to do, but frankly, she's a Democrat. I'll tell it to her face. Every one of her attorneys is a Democratic attorney. Why aren't you using Craig Mueller? Because he's a Republican, and that's number one. Number two, the people that are advising you are Democrats. The fact that you paid money to Roberson and Gonzalez as consultants for your campaign speaks volumes as well. Tax hike Mike Roberson, who was responsible for the largest tax hike in Nevada history. I mean, the bottom line is this. What's gone on with Carrie Buck is she's trying to make sure that the Clark County Republican Central Committee maintains this dysfunction. You know, and Washoe County no longer has, they finally rid themselves of Cadenassi, right? He's gone. He's trying to create his own PAC. Now, whether you like Trump or not, they were anti-Trumpers. Now, Trump policies are great. I just want to ask everybody listening, how much better off are you now that Joe Biden's president? How's your bottom line doing?
Not very good.
I mean, that's enough said, Cole Ed? I mean, what the hell?
Oh, my God. I'll just tell you, Pat, it's going to be interesting to see if this is going to be a wave election coming up in 2022. A lot of people are upset. And I think
they get out and vote.
Well, and they're motivated. They're motivated to get out and vote. So hopefully they will. I'm flat out of time, unfortunately. We'll pick this up. I know you're going to have 3 days of your own coming up after Christmas, filling in for me. I am so excited to have you back. It's always good to talk to you, my friend.
We missed each other earlier today. It's my apologies.
Oh, no problem. No problem at all. Have a very Merry Christmas, a Happy New Year, and I know that we'll talk again in the new year for sure. Thanks so much, man. I really appreciate it.
God bless you, my friend. Take care.
Feel well. Pat Casale, owner of the MultiCare Group and the political director for the Clark County Republican Party. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
D.C. politicians are proposing new tax increases on American industries. Just as we begin to recover from the pandemic, politicians want to experiment with risky new taxes, weakening the U.S. economy, making us less competitive when we can least afford it. America's recovery counts on all of us. We can't afford more taxes. Tell Catherine Cortez Masto, don't overtax American industry. Get the facts at coalitionforamericanjobs.org. Paid for by the Coalition for American Jobs.
Do you like taking your car to a shop for maintenance or repairs?
Huh, are you kidding?
Exactly. That's why people all over Las Vegas are using RepairSmith. RepairSmith will do all your car maintenance or repair in your driveway, safely, with no contact.
RepairSmith works on my car at home?
Anything your car needs. Oil change, battery replacement, or brakes, you name it. From regular maintenance to major repairs, RepairSmith will do it all at your home.
What kind of cars?
All of them. RepairSmith has specialists for every make, year, and model of car. Foreign or domestic.
Expensive?
No. You'll pay the same you would at a local shop. And you even get a guaranteed quote before you book. No surprises.
Life just got a whole lot easier.
To get a free quote, plus $25 off your repair, and to schedule at-home car repairs, go to repairsmith.com and enter code QUOTE. That's REPAIRSMITH.com, code QUOTE. Repairsmith.com, code QUOTE.
This is John Kovacs, conservative Republican candidate for Congress in Nevada's 3rd Congressional District. I'm running for Congress because our country, teetering on the brink under Democratic Party rule, which has only become more apparent since Joe Biden's ascension to the White House. From his killing of the Keystone XL pipeline, to his abandonment of our southern border and blundered pullout from Afghanistan, the Biden administration has been an unmitigated disaster from the beginning. Now we become aware of his intent to award $450,000 to illegal immigrants. As our food prices are skyrocketing, gas prices are soaring, and unemployment in Las Vegas leads the nation. All the while, our congressional leaders stand by idly and do nothing. That's why I'm asking for your vote, so you can send me to Washington to fix this mess. Go to my website, kovacsforcongress.com, to join our movement and support the cause. Please support me as I fight for you. Paid for by John Kovacs for Congress.
Messy mortgages are the thing of the past. Let GFL Capital educate you through the loan process and target to close your loan in 14 days or less. Call 5292-444 or go to GFLCapital.com for your free mortgage analysis. Reduce your rate and term, pay off high interest debt, or use your equity to complete your dream remodel. Call 5292-444 or go to GFLCapital.com to find out more about our loans with no closing costs. You can also defer your mortgage payment for up to 2 months with no penalties. Call GFL Capital at 5292-444. That's 5292-444. Licensed by the Division of Mortgage Lending, Nevada.